Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers. They work in many fields and can teach us the art of living, how to live in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace for us all.
Good morning and welcome to the program. The theme today is the destiny of America. I'll be beginning with an excerpt from one of the articles by Benjamin Krem's master. This one has the title, Further Thoughts on Unity. With the exception of a few, most of the nations of the world are seeking unity. Their actions may not always support this statement, but inwardly at least, the general direction of their intention is to achieve, together with their friends and allies, the expression of unity. However, there are some nations for whom the achievement of their individual goals is more important than general world unity, the guarantee of world peace. These attitudes can, and sometimes do, change suddenly or over time. But in the present period, one can discuss the following countries. Israel, having usurped by terrorism the land of the Palestinian people, is now obsessed with its security to the exclusion of all other issues, including world peace. Sheltered from United Nations resolutions by the US Security Council veto, Israel swaggers in the Middle East without restraint. Thanks to the United States, Israel possesses the nuclear bomb and threatens its use against Iran if necessary. The people of Israel are old, but the nation is very young, bold and inclined to recklessness. The USA has, from the soul level, a profound and genuine desire for world unity and peace. However, it too is young, large and powerful, and under the control of its glamoured personality. Its ideal is for unity and peace, and it imagines that it demonstrates this to the world. When all follow the Americans' lead in economics, politics and religion, it believes, peace will inevitably ensue. With this attitude, it has sought to dominate the world, repeatedly making war in the name of peace. The world is waiting for the overcoming of this glamour and the influence of the second-race soul of the US to emerge in world affairs. When this does take place, probably not before the day of declaration by the Christ, the innate longing for unity of the American soul will be galvanized into action, and the idea of service to the whole will replace the present need to dominate. A great reconstruction of the world will be undertaken by countless individuals. The desire to serve will replace the present US sense of superiority in all things, and a true era of peace will follow. So that was just an excerpt from the Master's article. Now for a short piece from Benjamin Krem's book with the title Unity in Diversity. The world is really waiting for the soul of America to manifest. When it does, it will take to heart the needs of the world as a whole. For the first time, it will broaden its viewpoint under the influence of the teaching of Maitreya, who will invoke the soul aspect of America and inspire America to share the resources that it has in such abundance. A new Marshall Plan on a world scale will be the result. That is one of the most hopeful things to hold before you as members of the US nation. The American nation is a great nation. It has done some terrible things, but so have all the nations. It is a young nation, so in a sense it is to be expected that it get out of hand at time. But it is so powerful, so big, so rich, that it has an enormous influence in the world. That influence is the natural outflow of the intelligence and inventiveness of its people, but is also a planned influence, planned from Washington, from the White House and the Pentagon, which is the real seat of power in America. The Pentagon and the White House control the destinies of America and to some extent the destinies of the world. This should not be. And if you're wondering what the Marshall Plan was, there's a little explanation taken from an article that was published in Share International magazine, and this description comes from Benjamin Krem. At the end of the Second World War, the economy of Europe was absolutely on its knees. There were literally millions of refugees to cope with. The concentration camps had been opened and the millions of interned inmates were released. There was a colossal problem. Germany had been bombed to smithereens. Most of its cities were in ruins. This was true of areas in France and Belgium and parts of England. Europe and the Soviet Union were in tatters. And what happened? Thousands of miles away across the sea, an American called George Marshall had a brilliant plan. The Marshall Plan came to fruition and money and goods on a lease-lend basis were shipped from the United States into Europe. The biggest sharing exercise in the world transformed Europe. In a very few years, the economy got going and these cities were rebuilt. Sharing on a world basis is possible if you have the concept and the will. It is simply a recognition of the need and finding a way to fulfill it. And now we are hopping over to some excerpts from the book The Art of Cooperation by Mr. Krem. The United States embodies the up-to-the-moment aspect of the plan of evolution on the planet. America is Europe transferred across the seas, little bits of Europe, Germany, Italy, Britain, Poland, Sweden, and so on. They are taken over and transplanted across the sea and then mixed together. America is the outcome of that experiment carried out by hierarchy. The people of Europe and America make up the fifth subrace of the fifth, the Aryan root race. America exemplifies the latest phase, the latest expression of this development of humanity, from the first subrace of the first race up to now. Out of this fifth subrace are being drawn now and over a long period into the future, people who will become the sixth subrace of the fifth race. They will be found in America and Europe, mainly in America. A new being has been created out of this mix, out of the tensions, the possibilities arise for the coming in of the soul factor of intuition. America's soul aspect, the second ray of love wisdom, demonstrated most obviously with the Marshall Plan after the war. The Marshall Plan is the greatest achievement of America to date vis-a-vis the rest of the world. It is not America's gifts of competition, of computerization, getting to the moon and now looking at Mars. Others do that, more or less. America does it bigger and better because it is bigger and better at those particular things. But these are not the important things. The important thing is the right human relationship which any nation creates. Idealistically, America believes in right human relationships, as long as they are along the American notion of what that is. That notion is capitalism and a democratic type of political system, but not too democratic. Now that America stands alone as a superpower, it has the responsibility of creating a different world. It will only do that when the second-ray love, the soul aspect of the nation, demonstrates. Through whom? Through whom can it demonstrate? Only through the disciples and initiates, because they are the ones who give expression to the soul aspect of any nation. It is up to the initiates and disciples to come forward with the ideas, the inspiring thought form of cooperation on a global scale, in line with the globalization which America has created in economic terms. There is not yet sufficient goodwill and trust between the nations to create the political counterpart, and so the competitive spirit, in line with market forces, the commercialization of all life, which is part of market forces, dominates. The world awaits. Popping over now to an excerpt from an article by Benjamin Kris Master. This one was titled "The Waiting World." The world awaits the emergence of the American soul, that which gave birth to the beauty of the Marshall Plan so long ago. The world, too, awaits the emergence of Maitreya to show men the way. The teachings of Maitreya will awaken and invoke the idealistic soul of the United States and turn its best citizens to the light which they have always held in their hearts. They will make accord with their brothers and sisters throughout the world, and in unison, inspired by Maitreya, they will bring justice and therefore peace to the waiting world. So, going back to the book, The Art of Cooperation. Some nations cannot live without competition. Today, a great problem for the world is the American power to influence the mode of living of the rest of the world. It is done, among other things, through radio, television, and films. American films are one of the greatest educative tools in the world. They are seen everywhere in the developed and in the developing world. The US makes good films and bad films, but above all, films which teach. They teach the world how to live in fear and how to compete to overcome that fear. If you can compete well, you can rise above fear. You gain, you aggrandize, you build in plenty, so that you have a cushion with which to keep at bay the forces of which you are afraid. The American country, where everyone is taught that the dream of everyone is to make a million. And the first million, that's the difficult one. As soon as you make 1 million, the rest comes easily. You invest and play the stock market, which is built to provide the gaming tables where that million can quickly become two and three and then a billion. That is part of the American dream. These people have to live behind locked gates. They have to be passed in and out. You call that freedom? It is the same all over the world. That is not my idea of freedom. The American people in particular, and this is speaking generally, have accepted this fantasy. They want freedom, but create institutions which deny them the very freedom that they are supposed to be wanting and protecting. They build up big armies to protect the American way of life. I love America and Americans, but you can keep the American way of life. It has little to do with real freedom, nothing to do with justice or cooperation. It has to do with competition. Americans are very good at competing because they do it all the time. They do it in war and they do it in business. If we do not give up competition, we will destroy the world. Humanity has to understand that we are interdependent, brothers and sisters of one humanity. And another excerpt here. The world is different from how successive American administrations have seen it. They have really seen it as a power game, and the bigger, more powerful you are, the more you can control the game. For centuries, the rest of the world has fought out little power games. In Europe for centuries, in the Far East even longer. For thousands of years, China has been torn by strife towards or between the warlords and the same in Japan. In the US, because it is a new country, there's not been that kind of internal strife, which is unusual for a country of that size. What we are waiting for, as the master Joao Cole wrote through Alice Bailey, is the manifestation of the second-rate love of the soul of America. When the soul aspect of America demonstrates, it will rid the world of competition. And here's a quote, another quote from Benjamin Graham's master. The major task for the US at the present time is to discover its soul, and with it, its need to serve rather than dominate the world. So focus today is the United States in its personality expression. That little of true service is demonstrated in its decisions. Separatism, selfishness, and greed still condition much of the action of that great country. The demise of the Soviet Union as a rival in world affairs has only contributed to these glamours or illusions. The way forward for the United States is to put its manifold resources, talents, and energies at the disposal of the world community, and so lead the nations into the creation of a new and more viable world. The world waits for such a consummation of purpose. I hope you found that information interesting on the destiny of the United States. And because we have a bit of time in hand, I'm going to now read to you a message from Maitreya. This is from 1978, message number 52. My dear friends, I'm happy to be with you once more. My plans are achieving their effects, and many stand today and wonder at the changes which arise. Thus, quietly do I affect the balance of the world. My energies of love and will create a reservoir of truth from which all men may drink. Keep open your heart to this higher stream and make yourself a channel for me. I need many such. The problems of mankind are real but solvable. The solution lies within your grasp. Take your brother's need as the measure for your action and solve the problems of the world. There is no other course. Mankind today faces a dilemma of truth, to march with me into the future or forever to despair. Place yourselves behind me in my task and allow me to take you on the lighted way. My masters will help you, and together in freedom and trust shall all men receive the blessings of God. My plans unfold, and soon in full and physical fact shall you know me and, trusting, follow me. Be not surprised if my words are familiar to you. Many times before have you heard the need for love. Nevertheless, many today stand naked of this divine aspect and perish in millions. Therefore, my friends, my words will resound in your ears. Love your brother, heed his need. Give of your plenty and restore joy to the world. May the divine light and love and power of the one most holy God be now manifest within your hearts and minds. May this manifestation lead you to be ever mindful of your identity with your brothers and God. And as I've no doubt said in previous programs, 140 messages were given through Benjamin Graham during public lectures in Euston Road, London. This was back in the late 1970s. And the method used was a process of mental overshadowing by Maitreya. More recently, well, as in the 2010s, a few more messages were given through Mr. Graham by Maitreya. Thank you very much for listening, and I hope you enjoyed the subject matter. For more information, check out the website share-international.org. Wishing you all a lovely week.